What is going on, Modern Marketer family? It's Wednesday and we are back at it again with season 3, episode 3 of the Modern Marketer podcast. Today we're going to be talking about social media. Specifically, is social media an everyday thing? Can you make a case against it? Can you make a case for it? Today we are featuring a call-in from Brian Cleary from Buffalo, New York, and we will get to that here in a second. But I just want you to prepare for this episode by getting your mind in the place where you can start to meditate or marinate on, am I going to commit to social this year? Very similar to the episode, I can't remember already, it's going so fast. Maybe it was the first one or the second one where I talked about social media and content creation rather being like a sports season, being on a sports team in a sports season. So if you haven't seen that video or listened to that podcast, that's a really good episode and piece of content to listen to get your mind ready for this 2018 marketing season, if you will. So let's hop right into Brian's call-in and let's see what he has to say.
Hey Derek, this is Brian calling in from Buffalo, New York, and I want to talk about the topic of is social media an everyday thing? Because I do think it is an everyday thing for the people that have the ability to put the time into that. So I was producing content pretty regularly, and I've scaled back over the last month or two while I'm more trying to work on my product and service that I'm providing to clients. So the predicament I'm in now is if I'm spending my time on creating content for my clients to make sure they get good results, how do I also put together a system so that I can regularly put out my own content for myself and my agency, and what's the strategy behind that? So, being able to put together a content schedule and figure out how to have the time to create the content and post it and make sure you have the value in there for it too. So I guess what's the starting point for something like that?
Brian, my old legacy group friend. Brian, for those of you that aren't familiar with the legacy group, used to be in that group where I would meet with the contributors of the Modern Marketer every Tuesday, and we would go in on life and business and hold each other accountable and encourage each other with the idea that a rising tide lifts all boats. So that was a really cool thing, and that's where this relationship developed. But you specifically, Brian, I want to point something out to the audience here that I can't remember what article it was in, but it was a really good point, and that's this. When leaders write or speak, people listen. And you, Brian, have a very authoritative voice. I'm referring specifically back to when I used to watch your posts go out on LinkedIn, and I noticed an abnormal amount of interaction on your LinkedIn in a professional world or on a professional network. And that's not normal. You have a very authoritative edge to your voice. So you could possibly get away with not doing social media every day. But when you do, it packs a punch. Now, when I say packing a punch, I don't necessarily mean you're asking for something or it's a huge call to action or you're requiring them to go do something or download this or, you know, click or leverage their attention. I'm just talking about the fact that when you do show up, you show up in a big way. The other thing that I want to say here, which you've probably heard this concept from a lot of people, but I want to put a little bit of a twist on it, is actually document what's happening as you're with the agency you're with right now. I know a little bit of the backstory, being that you were doing a little bit of an entrepreneur thing and then you partnered with an agency, came under their roof, and you are starting to do client service delivery. You're also trying to build authority and leadership in the Buffalo, New York area, which is near and dear to my heart because I was born in Buffalo. So you're doing a lot of really cool things, and I'm not going to lie, I myself, Derek Palze, the Modern Marketer, would be very, very interested in seeing what's going on behind the scenes. I'm not necessarily saying you have to do a vlog or a documentary, but even a weekly update video that you distribute to LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, Twitter, YouTube, and then maybe atomize down if you go on a rant and do one of those spotlight videos like I do, that would be enough for you because of how authoritative your voice is. So you really have to play to your strengths when it comes to social media. It doesn't have to be an everyday thing. If you have a unique value proposition or a unique way of creating content that other people don't have. Because if you notice, and I'm going to mention this later in this episode, video gives you breathing room like it never has before. There's a lot of YouTubers and people who have gotten famous, socially famous, that is, on video streaming platforms where they don't have to post every day because video is such an interactive, engaging form of media. So they can get away with posting a couple times a week or uploading, you know, once a week, you know, and they set a schedule every Monday or Sunday or whatever the case may be. And that's okay for them. So just keep that in mind and let's hop right into this episode. Thank you so much for calling in, Brian. Everything you say adds value and I appreciate you appreciate having you as a part of the community. So let's hop right into this episode, guys. I'm super stoked with how that dialogue went right there between Brian and I. I think he's a very intelligent, authoritative voice in the marketing industry. I'm excited to see his career grow, and I'm excited that he's a part of this community because you guys will see his name pop up quite a bit around the Modern Marketing Network. And he's a really good guy to follow. So make sure you follow Brian Cleary, and I will make sure I tag some of his stuff somewhere in the distribution of this podcast and the content that I put out on social media. So playing off of the answer or the dialogue with Brian, is social media an everyday thing? Here's three things that I want you to consider, and I'll refresh and sort of recap so that way if you're listening in the car or, you know, in a place where you can't take notes, you can sort of remember or at least make a mental note of this conversation today. So the first thing that I want to have you consider is not doing social media, but being social media. So social media doesn't exist without humans. I don't know how many of you have watched The Social Network. It's an age-old, you know, classic. It's actually pretty much a classic now. Video about how, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, aka Justin Timberlake, and all those jokers. I'm not sure who the guy's name is who played Mark Zuckerberg. I just know JT was in there. Essentially how they grew Facebook and, you know, grew the social network into what it is today, at least the beginning stages of it when he was at Harvard. And if you think about it, it was nothing until humans were involved. It had zero voice. It had zero authenticity. It had zero sustenance until humans were involved. So it wasn't this artificial intelligence that was created. It wasn't a bot that was infused into the internet that created this amazing network that we now call social media to where you get to do social media. You are social media. The framework of Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or whatever platform you're using is just the environment in which you are social. And I want to give an analogy here that will hopefully sort of paint the picture of what I'm talking about here. And that's this. If you're in the store or you walk into a party, either scenario, maybe you're not a store person, you're a party goer, and you see somebody and you want to say hi to them, you don't think, how do I optimize the words that come out of my mouth in the perfect way so I can get a response from them, drive connection, and tell them to go pour me a drink or pay for my groceries, right? You just know how to interact and be social with other people because you're a human. You look at that person in the grocery store and you say, oh, wow, like that's a really cool coat, or sorry, I'm in your way, or how about that weather outside? It's really cold or it's raining. You find some type of common thread because humans like to connect. And one of the things that my mentor used to tell me all the time, and you've heard me say this before, is you have to pretend in regards to social media and digital marketing that every person you come in contact with has a sign around their neck that says, help me feel important. People want to feel important, they want to feel heard, and they want to feel connected. That is the entire point of social media, which is also why Facebook and platforms like that put out algorithms that promote the connectivity of the social platform and sort of deviate from the whole spammy, markety side or newsy side of their platforms. So that way they can continue to prioritize what made their platforms great in the first place. So that's the first thing I want you to consider is, don't be social media, or I'm sorry, don't do social media, be social media, because you are social media. You are the human. The second thing I want you to consider here is have the right expectations. So social media cannot replace what I just communicated in that first point, that, oh, how's the weather, or nice coat, or let me get out of your way, right? It can't replace the business development and the networking piece of human connectivity. It's just there to provide the environment or the initial atmosphere to connect with those people. So you have to go in with the right expectations, understanding that social media isn't going to do your job for you. And the last thing I want you to consider here is, if you die today, your transactions and the revenue of your business or organization dies with you. And that's a really high level thought, just to say this, and I'll tie the knot here. Relationships don't die when you die, but your transactions do. So if you go into social media understanding that you're promoting relationships, relationships build legacy. So stop prioritizing transactions over human connectivity. So I realized towards the end of that last clip there that I was rushing things a little bit, and I'm getting used to the flow of Anchor. So just to give a little bit more context, Anchor allows 5-minute segments as you record, because it's a 24-hour rolling story. So they want to keep it clean, concise, you know, so that way the attention stays on their platform, since humans don't have a large attention span. So I'm getting used to that flow, and we had a call in, and then we had show notes that I had prepared here. So I had a lot to say, but just to recap really quick, so that way you can retain this information. I don't just want to speak at you with these podcasts and this content we're creating. I want you to actually consume it, retain it, and allow it to essentially shape the way you think about marketing and turn it into your own thing. So that way you can have stories coming back to me saying, man, I really took that concept that you sparked the idea from and really just crushed it and fill in the blank area. That would be really encouraging to me. That would really help the movement grow to start having those stories come in. So just to recap really quick, is social media an everyday thing? Does it have to be an everyday thing? Well, first of all, be social media. So I gave the example about the social network and how it's the framework around human connectivity, not the sustenance that keeps social media going. You are the sustenance, not the platform itself. Second thing, have the right expectations. Social media is there to create the atmosphere for connection. It's not there to replace networking and business development. And then the third thing to consider here is that if you die today, the KPIs that you care about, AKA your transactions or your bottom line or your revenue, that dies with you. But relationships create your legacy. So if you prioritize relationships on social media over transactions and revenue and money in the bank, then you have a foundation that's a lot bigger than yourself. And I want to close the episode today by saying a quote that I posted on Instagram the other day, I believe. And that's, if your vision isn't bigger than you, then you've already lost. So one of the things that allows a business to survive, like TKG, the Kartra Group, the company that acquired the Modern Marketer, they've been around for 20 years. What helps people survive like that in a business environment or in the world in general is having a vision bigger than you. If Jeff, who's the CEO of the Kartra Group, had a vision that is only as big as his needs and his wants, then anytime he took an L and he lost or failed in business, the Kartra Group would have went all the way down with it. And that's sort of what happened to me when I was trying to grow an agency, and I had to go through this self-awareness process of learning that the agency world just isn't for me. Part of my problem was the agency side only had a vision that was as big as me, because I was trying so hard to build the Modern Marketer, which was so much bigger than me. So when I took an L on the client side, the agency had to go with it. Therefore, the revenue went with it that I had built up. And the only thing that survived that was the only thing that was bigger than me, and that was the Modern Marketer. So I'm not saying this because I want to get people's attention away from them personally. Like, yes, have needs, have wants. I'm saying it from personal experience because I don't want you to have to experience losing something that you've worked so hard for. And, you know, fortunately, I did not lose everything. I kept the thing that I'm most passionate about, but now I'm in an environment, a healthy environment at that, where there's a lot of fertile soil and I can grow those dreams because somebody, AKA Jeff with the Kartra Group, created a vision that was bigger than him, which allowed room for seeds like the Modern Marketer to grow. Does that make sense? So thank you for watching or listening to this episode, whether you're on YouTube, Anchor, Facebook, Instagram. Make sure you're following us. Pretty much just search the Modern Marketer on any platform. Instagram is a big one, obviously, but you can join the network, the private Facebook group. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. We are going to be creating an insane amount of content and value this year. Thank you so much for being a part of the 2018 2.0 vision, and I will see you guys in tomorrow's episode.